talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
If you don't know history, you're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we are giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Lots to talk about. We're going to jump right into it. The biggest story from yesterday, Joe Biden's speech. Joe Biden's speech last night, 8 p.m. Central Time, was in effect his State of the Union speech. He didn't call it that. He called it a joint speech to Congress. Normally, the State of the Union is given earlier. It's given beginning of February, some years the end of January, but it's never given this late, and it's certainly not normally, never given this late. But because of COVID, remember something, back in January and February, most people hadn't been vaccinated yet. It was dangerous to have a big crowd. He didn't want to give it virtually, so they waited till now, and they did a very good job. Now, normally, you know how many people are at a State of the Union, in other words, a joint speech to Congress? You know how many people there are normally? 1,600. 1,600. There are 435 members of the House of Representatives, 100 senators, the Supreme Court, the cabinet, guests, guests of the First Lady and the President, guests of the Vice President, guests of senators, members of Congress, media, 1,600 people. You know how many people there were yesterday, last night? There were 200 people, 200 out of 1,600 normally. And that is because the Capitol physician argued for that and recommended that strongly. And that recommendation was accepted by Joe Biden. And I'm glad he did. What happened was everybody had masks and everybody was seated 6 feet apart. Well, it looked unusual for what was in effect a State of the Union speech. There are people dotted all over this chamber where normally 1,600 people would have been crammed in. And it looked sparse, but it was very enthusiastic, at least on the Democratic side. It was enthusiastic with the applause, and it was a terrific speech. If I had to boil this down, what did Joe Biden accomplish? I think he laid out a vision for America that is somewhat different from what the Republicans had jammed to us, starting with Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Donald Trump. In between that, we did have Bill Clinton's presidency. We had Barack Obama's presidency. They did a good job. They did their best. But what Joe Biden laid out was something far more, is more far-reaching. What he had laid out is very similar to what Franklin Roosevelt laid out in 1933 to 39. Now, I'm not comparing them exactly. Franklin Roosevelt faced enormous challenges that we're not quite facing today. He had the Depression. What we have now is a challenge, but it's not the Depression. He had Adolf Hitler. He had the Japanese samurai culture invading from the other side. He had Mussolini. Then he had Stalin, killing tens of millions of people in Russia, whom we had to fight alongside of after the Nazis turned on Russia, who had been their allies. That was outside of the Civil War and the Revolutionary War, the most difficult chapter in American history. So props to, mad props to Franklin Roosevelt. However, what Joe Biden has done is to advance the social compact. Now consider this, and everything I'm about to describe has been mentioned in Democratic Party platforms. It's been mentioned on the left of the party. It's been mentioned by economists, but it's only been mentioned, and we've made advances. But here's what he proposed. And this has to do with advances in family leave, child care, health care, preschool, and college education for millions of people. And his proposal, and some of it is enshrined in the COVID relief bill and will be enshrined in the infrastructure bill, is going to provide for a lot of this, for family leave, expanded health care under the Affordable Care Act by making Medicaid a public option, preschool, 2 years of preschool for everybody in this country, and people that can afford it, great, and people that can't afford it will get it anyway. In college education, 2 years at a community college with free tuition. There's no reason why people can't go out, take a part-time job, and earn their room and board. Best investment that this country could ever make is in education. Remember, in the 19th century into the 20th century, there were no schooling requirements. One of my grandmothers, her mom died when she was young. She was 14. They had a large family, and her father said, you know, honey, you'll have to stay home and be the mom and run the family for the other kids. The other kids went to school. My grandmother didn't go beyond the eighth grade. Okay, that's what happened 110 or 20 years ago. She was a wonderful person, very, very responsible, did everything she could to put her own kids through college, which she did do. So here what Joe Biden is suggesting is, if you have 2 years of preschool for children in this country, there are a lot of studies that show that even a year, much less 2 years of preschool, those kids are much more likely to stay and graduate from high school, and they're much more likely to be, frankly, responsible wage earners. The earlier they are in a social setting with some discipline, games and toys at that stage, the better it is for the health of the country. And 2 years at a community college of free education, if people can't afford anything else, you do it, at least you have an associate's degree, and at least you can find a trade. Nowadays, I mean, you can't just walk into a factory anymore and say, I have a willing pair of hands. I have a willing pair of hands. That doesn't cut it. That doesn't cut it. You better go to a technical school. You better have an associate degree, and increasingly a college degree or a very advanced technical degree. You know, there are computers running our factories now. You have to know what you're doing. So this is a vast rewriting of the social compact, a vast rewriting of the social compact. Now, what he is proposing to pay for it with are a couple of things. At one time under Bill Clinton in the early 1990s, the marginal rate, that is the highest rate of taxation of federal income, went up to 39%. You may remember it was 50-50 in the Senate, and Al Gore had to come in as vice president and break the tie, just like Kamala Harris breaks ties now. 39%. And the 1990s were one of the greatest growths of economic output and prosperity in this country's history. And the Republicans would lower it, and that's fine. It'd be nice to pay no taxes. I'd like to pay no taxes. But you know something? I also like an orderly society. I don't want people to suffer, to be in poverty, they're unemployed, to have no unemployment comp, that kind of thing. So the taxes are the price you pay for an orderly civilized society where you can be happiest. And frankly, you'll make more money. You personally will make more money. Well, what happened is it now got to 37%. The difference between 37 and 39%, first of all, most people don't pay anything close to that. That's the top rate. We have a graduated income tax. That's the top rate. And the people that pay that are people that are in the 1% of wage earners in this country. And God bless them. I mean, look, I think that everybody should make more money and a lot of money. I think that people should be millionaires if they can, and billionaires. That's great. But we have to fairly pay for what's going on in our society. So all that Biden is suggesting is it go from 37 back to 39, in this case, 39.6. I think that's reasonable for the top 1%. Nobody who makes under $400,000 a year will see the taxes go up. Some will see them go down. We are talking only about people that make over $400,000 a year. And frankly, I'm glad people do make over that. I'd like to see more people make over $400,000 and a million. It's all great. Just pay our fair share to make sure we have an orderly society. He's also proposing to increase the capital gains tax, the tax on capital gains and dividends. And what are those? Say you have stocks, hold them for more than a year. You hold them for more than a year, and you're going to pay a tax that's a lot less than income tax, a lot less than income tax. He's proposing that you pay a little more, but still a lot less than income tax. And these are investments. You want to incentivize investors, but you also want to make sure that we pay for an orderly society. So we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. We're going to talk about this a little more, a lot more, back after the break.
Gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.